At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at Farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Sometimes it feels like the news is full of things that have never happened before. And that is not exactly true. In fact, it may have happened this very week, hundreds or thousands of years ago. I'm Sally Helm, host of the podcast History This Week from the History Channel. Trade embargoes? Thomas Jefferson tried them. Rent too high? We've been arguing about that for a while. Each episode is proof. The past isn't that far away. Listen to History This Week, available now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
About to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show, but first, let's tell you about our good friends at the finest airport that ever was and ever will be.
The San Bernardino International Airport. Especially when there's summer travel plans, it can get expensive at these airports. That's why you gotta go to this airport, where parking is just $5 a day.
Plus, you got those easy trips, San Francisco or Provo, Utah. Maybe you didn't plan anything this summer. See how easy it is.
Don't be one of those people who has to pack your patience. Go to San Bernardino International Airport.
Okay, enough shilling. And now it's time to get into a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show.
I always find it weird when people will say things like, this is my sister and my best friend. I always find that very strange. I know Jake's got a sister that he's into romantically.
That's not what I say, you asshole.
But it's interesting how people sometimes have these very...
Like, intimate relationships.
Intimate, right. I think the relationship I have with my sisters is mediocre at best. I think the one you have with your sister is pretty normal. You're jealous of everything she does because she does it better than you and she's hotter than you and everything
she's
else.
She's had it easier than me.
Had it easier than, right. And every end, you think she's your mom's favorite and everyone goes out of their way to accommodate her.
Uh-huh.
Right. There's all that
stuff. Because
the
squeaky wheel gets the grease.
Right. Got it. So that's kind of a more normal situation. Then you've got the siblings in the Bus family right now. And you think about that, you're born into a pretty good life. Your dad owns the Lakers. You pretty much know you're set for life with cushy jobs. I was looking over some of the many titles that some of the people in the Bus family held over the years.
That they made up?
Yeah. Like vice president of basketball inflation operations or something.
Jesus.
I'm like, the guy's job was to inflate the basketballs? I mean, it just didn't matter. They were set. They were good. But then when it comes time to sell the team, there's a lot of fighting going on. And Jeannie wants to hold on to the ownership. The siblings want to sell. And I'm sure this happens in families all the time with things that are much less important than the Lakers.
I mean, I guess take a regular sibling relationship that usually always has some rough patches, right? And then add millions or billions of dollars
billions,
to that.
Yeah.
It really... really amplifies any little problem into a massive problem.
So as we are going to go ahead and talk about the Lakers situation, let's figure out what's going on with your siblings right now, because I'm sure that in some ways you can relate, and let's go ahead and give away some tickets to our endless summer kegger. Hello, Michelle. What's going on?
Hey, I got a call from my younger sister. She was crying one time, and she hadn't heard from my older sister all weekend after my older sister went on a blind date. Like, she went radio silent all weekend. So obviously we thought like she was killed or something happened, right? I go to her apartment. I show up to make sure she's okay, knock on the door. The door is unlocked. I walk in and no, she's just getting banged.
Oh. So
you were concerned
that she was dead because it was a blind date and then never heard back from her. And it turns out it just went so well that she had just been held up having sex for the last 3 days.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was a long weekend. It was a holiday weekend, so it was like 4 days.
And you walked in on that?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
So you're upset because she didn't return any of your calls and just let you know that she's not dead?
Yeah, and like I don't mess with her anyway, but I do anything for my little sister. And when she calls me crying, I just jump into action.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting.
Well, she jumped into action too, apparently.
Okay. So, turns out everyone was in action that weekend. Sounds like it was a busy weekend in your family. Christine on K-Rock, we're talking about sibling rivalries and or sibling feuds? How did they start? Where are they at now? And does anyone hate each other more than the Buss family? Siblings seem to hate each other, at least. What's going on, Christine?
Hey, good morning. Yes, my brother took my dad's inheritance and purchased a bunch of guns and fentanyl and then started selling him out of his apartment.
Oh, my God.
And now he's in prison.
Oh, okay.
So let me ask you, so the inheritance was left just to this brother. This is the thing you hear about a lot with siblings. They will figure out a way to either forge documents or get them at the end, sign it over to me, let's cut this sister out. So got all the money in the inheritance, right?
No, he only got his share, but he lost his daughter. He gave up custody of his daughter, bought all the guns and fentanyl, and then just created a makeshift pawn shop out of his apartment to sell everything illegally, and then went on the run, and the SWAT caught him in Washington.
Mm.
So you don't talk to him because you feel that he spent his inheritance money in a bad way?
Well, yes, of course.
How'd you spend your inheritance? Did you invest it in a bond or something?
I used it towards my online business. I used it towards my house, my truck, my kids. Right. I own my own house now.
All right.
It's funny because the way my dad died, I actually called you guys. And when he died, he was the one that was eaten by his cats.
Yes, I remember talking to you.
Damn, that's right. We were trying to prove the point that cats are evil.
When it comes to my policy, Farmers gives it to me straight, so there's no surprises.
It's your coverage. You should never be confused.
You hear that? An insurance provider with a conscience.
We're a choir, but yes, we have that too.
Straightforward coverage you can literally understand. That's what you get when
you have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade, from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dysfunctional life.
So your dad was eaten by his own cats.
After he died.
Well, we don't know. We don't know.
It was after he died.
He wasn't eaten alive. That doesn't happen.
Once again, they could have started a moose bush in the foot while he was still living.
They do like to torture their kill.
Yeah, and then came back.
It was kind of karma because my dad, when I grew up, he used to play video games on the computer running over cats with the lawnmower.
Oh, it's karma, bitch.
They knew.
Yeah, you start torturing cats on your little video game system. They'll come back and get you.
I know it's upsetting, but at least it came back to bite him in the ass, and now he's in prison,
I'm sorry that you're feuding with your... That's a rough run of things right there. I mean, I don't know how we don't invite this woman to our endless summer kegger with stories like that.
Hey, we all spend our lottery winnings differently, right?
Nicole, we're talking to people that are now currently feuding with or no longer speak to siblings. The Buss family, probably not going to speak to each other again after this whole Lakers ordeal. What's going on with you, Nicole?
Well, you guys should have had me go first because now my story's going to pale in comparison.
But nah, I don't know. Everyone, unless your dad was eaten by an animal, we don't care.
basically, 8 years ago at Easter, I have two younger sisters. My youngest sister, her baby daddy, showed up drunk and roid raging to Easter and assaulted my husband.
Oh! So you had a physical fight at your Easter celebration.
Yeah. And you know, and I found out I was autistic a year ago. So it makes sense now why I was just so deer in the headlights. Like, this is supposed to be a safe space. Like, what's going on? Yeah.
How do you know he was roid raging as opposed to just regular raging?
Well, first of all, he was unusually buff. unusually buff, which you're like, yeah, he didn't do that naturally. And basically after he left, basically after my husband called the cops and he left, my husband had to call the cops so he could just leave. I was like, he was acting like he was more than just drunk, because it was obvious he was drunk. And I was like, dude, he's acted more like he was on roids. And she goes, well, he was. It's no big deal.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to know a better way to celebrate Jesus' resurrection.
I think that's how he would have wanted it.
Yeah.
He died for our roids. Everyone knows that.
Maybe he was roid raging, and that's how he came back to life.
David on K-Rock, we're talking about siblings. You're no longer speaking to them. Something happened. A big rift. You were getting along, and now you're not. And this is happening with the Bus family right now as a result of the Lakers and ownership and everything else. What's going on with you?
Yeah, this feud has been going on for about a year and a half now. So my brother and sister, they live in a trailer park with their wives and their husbands and their four hellion kids. So what it is, they're trying to kick my dad out of this house because he's old. They want to put him in a home so they can take over his house so they can be free. They don't help me out, taking care of him. They just want to get rid of him, and put him in a home so they can take his house, do whatever they want to it. And the feud is going on for about a year and a half.
Yeah.
And you're the only guy, stepping up, standing up for your dad, going, the guy's got a house, let him live in his house, right? Because that's usually what ends up happening. It's a very...
Old people want to stay in their damn house.
I stay at my house. I built this goddamn house. And then you got some sibling that's hard up for cash. They're like, let's go ahead and throw him in the home and sell this thing, get some quick money.
So I can get out of the trailer park.
Right. I get it. I mean, but David, you're right in this one. And that sucks because it's two against one.
The Bus family is probably dealing with this exact situation.
Same thing. Mary the Ninja.
Ah, Mary.
Hey, good morning, Sweet Debbie.
Sweet Debbie's Mary the Ninja. What's going on with you?
My brother won't talk to me anymore because I told him that his girlfriend at the time wasn't the one. And he won't talk to me anymore.
That ended the relationship? Is he still with that girlfriend?
Yes, they actually got married.
So you were wrong,
Mary,
on that
you
one.
Were wrong. It's one of your ninja instincts is not predicting the future.
That's why I never give anyone my honest feedback if they're in a relationship. Because if I'm like, look, you got to go ahead and cut time. This person sucks. And then they end up getting married. They'll always remember I said they sucked.
What if they genuinely suck and then maybe later they get divorced and you're like, what if you had told them 10 years
people
ago?
People don't want to hear it. That's a bad situation. I know people want honest feedback and I know that they want to hear what do you really think? But you're in a bad spot because it's not what I really think. What do you really think? And then you just go, keep your eyes open.
Yeah.
There's something going on right now with a friend and someone. I know it's not going to end well, but they're happy and I'm just not going to say anything.
Is it me?
It's you.
Well, I appreciate your honesty.
All right, well. There's a lot to talk about, not with siblings, because apparently no one's talking to their siblings. So we'll come back and invite one of you at least to our Endless Summer Kegger after Dominic Fike on camera. I can't.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Hey there, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a brand new show. It's called Money Moves. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.